WJTL bringing you Red Rocks Worship Miracle and Me. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Weather-wise, partly sunny and hot today. Chances of some showers and thunderstorms later on. High 94. Tonight, cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Low 69. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Chances of some showers and thunderstorms there as well. High 90. We are officially on the downtrend, heading back into the 80s. Over the weekend, cloudy. Chances of some showers and thunderstorms both days. Saturday's high 87. On Sunday, high of 82. Currently in Harrisburg, 74 degrees. In Lancaster, 71.
Our friend Shannon Medich is here. She is the partnership development person with Friends in Action International. Good morning again, Shannon.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
Love being here.
Tell us all about Friends in Action for those who don't know. Give us the elevator pitch for what you guys do.
Okay. Well, we exist to assist missionaries in areas of limited infrastructure by using construction projects, practical service to help them get to the gospel to those who have never heard.
Do you have any stories that kind of typify what you do?
Yeah, sure. So an example would be, well, I wanted to tell you about the banquet. So if I could just focus on that. The banquet's coming up at the end of October. Mark your calendars. 27th at CBC or Community Bible Church Marietta, or 28th at the Sheraton. Registration's open, so get there. This year we're going to talk about time. And part of our mission statement is that we exist to help accelerate the gospel or speed the gospel, creating inroads to get it to the people who've never heard it. And, you know, someone once said, the gospel's only good news if it gets there in time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's why we exist, to support these missionaries in ways that are going to speed it. And so one story would look like this. So FIA, we're at work, 10 projects, 6 different countries we talked about. You know, in our 30-year history, we've helped over 2,500 missionaries or gospel workers.
Wow.
And each year, over 250,000 people get a chance to hear about Jesus who wouldn't have through what God's doing through FIA. So Pastor Gabi is one such person that we support. He is a national pastor. He's from the Nevan people in Vanuatu. Never knew where that country was until I worked here. I don't know about you, but it's a teeny little island out in the South Pacific, in that burning ring of fire type of place. And it's actually known as one of the most dangerous places on earth because of the volcanoes and the earthquakes and the mudslides. Like, lots of things happen, but they're also known as the friendliest people on earth.
Wow.
So Pastor Gabi was the son of a tribal chief, and they still have a tribal system out there. And as the oldest son, you know, he grew up with a lot of power and prestige. And when he comes of age, the villagers say, we take up our money. You go to the mainland. You go to university. We want you to become an engineer. Come back and build for the village. Make this better. So he gathers money. He goes to register for school. He gets over there and just happens, as a sovereign God would have it, to hear a missionary. And he hears about Jesus for the first time.
Wow.
And this goes against everything he's ever heard from the witch doctor, who says that you should be afraid of the jungle spirits, a lot of animism there. But he hears about Jesus, this God of all gods, that all the spirits bow to, that there's a creator God. And on top of this, that he cares and that he loves you. Mm-hmm. And this was mind-altering for him. So he doesn't register for school. He goes back and he says to his dad, oh my goodness, listen to what I've heard. His long story short, his dad goes back. They both become Christians. He comes back to his village and he says, I'm so sorry. Here's your money back. I'm not going to be an engineer. I will become a pastor.
Wow.
I want to bring this word of God to you. This message is far more valuable than anything else I could do for you.
Wow.
So Pastor Gabi becomes a partner of Friends in Action, and he says, hey, if you will come and build me a road, and the road will go from the village to a Bible school, and it will also connect with the local clinic, you will help save lives physically.
Yes.
And for all eternity.
And spiritually, yeah.
So Friends in Action goes out there, and as we bring in our big equipment and our technical know-how, Pastor Gabi stands alongside. And one of the things Friends in Action does too is we love to get the indigenous people working with us, right?
Right.
So when we leave, you're going to come away having a trade skill that can bless your family, that can bless your community, and you're also going to hear about Jesus. So here's Pastor Gabi. We get our equipment, all this crowd's coming, this onlookers, people are working with us, and he stands there and he says, let me tell you about a road. There is a road that God has made to himself. There is one way, one pathway, and it's through Jesus Christ. So this is the partnership that we do. We build the road. He speaks of the road.
Yeah.
And almost 250 villagers came to know Jesus through that project.
Love
so
it.
We're
Love
excited
it.
About that.
Yeah.
And we're excited at our banquet. Our executive director, Matt Durkee, is going to be telling you more stories about what's going on in Vanuatu. Pastor Gabi wants us to come back and do a WASH initiative. WASH stands for water and sanitation health. So we've got a project that we're praying over and planning for to bring gravity-fed piping, 18 miles of it, to bring clean water to 30 villages.
Amazing.
Three schools, two clinics. That means 3,500 people will get clean water while Pastor Gabi tells them of Jesus, the living water.
How exciting.
Yes. Yeah. So this banquet's going to be a blast. We have missionaries from Uganda coming in to talk about how FIA is helping their ministry through a pregnancy center, Malandala. James and Morgan T. We have Jesse Effler coming in from West Africa to talk about well drilling and what God's doing there. We've got prizes and special music, performance art, and gifts and raffles. So we're friends in action, and we're looking for some friends. There's always room at our table for one more. So
tell us the dates again and where.
Yes, it is October 27th, Friday night, at Community Bible Church, Anderson Ferry Road, Marietta. And that's at 6 o'clock, so you can get home from work and catch us over there. Or if that doesn't work for you, we've got Saturday night, October 28th, 5 p.m. at the Sheraton Harrisburg Hershey Hotel.
And they can get the tickets, the reservations online.
Online, www.fiaintl.org/banquet.
Wow. Shannon, thank you so much for being with us today. Loved hearing about what God is doing through Friends in Action International.
Well, we're so grateful for your ministry, too.
Check it out online, fiaintl.org. Back to the music we go with Matthew West. This is Day One, WJTL. Good morning.